continue with the order of worship on page 2 of the bulletin. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Beloved in the Lord, let us draw near with a true heart and confess our sins unto God our Father, beseeching him in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ to grant us forgiveness. Our help is in the name of the Lord,
who made heaven and earth.
I said, I will confess my transgressions unto the Lord.
And you forgave the iniquity of my sin.
O Almighty God, merciful Father,
I, a poor miserable sinner, confess unto you all my sins and iniquities, with which I have ever offended you, and justly deserved your temporal and eternal punishment. But I am heartily sorry for them, and sincerely repent of them. And I pray you of your boundless mercy, and for the sake of the holy, innocent, bitter sufferings and death of your beloved Son, Jesus Christ, to be gracious and merciful to me, a poor sinful being.
Upon this, your confession, I, by virtue of my office as a called and ordained servant of the word, announce the grace of God unto all of you. And in the stead and by the command of my Lord Jesus Christ, I forgive you all your sins in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Lord, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy. Lord, have mercy.
May God be gracious to us and bless us,
and make his face to shine upon us,
that your way may be known on earth,
your saving power among all nations.
Let the peoples praise you, O God.
Let all the peoples praise you.
Let the nations be glad and sing for joy.
For you judge the peoples with equity and guide the nations upon earth.
Let the peoples praise you, O God.
Let all the peoples praise you.
The earth has yielded its increase.
God, our God, shall bless us.
God shall bless us.
Let all the ends of the earth fear him.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
We pray. Almighty and everlasting God, who governs all things in heaven and on earth, mercifully hear the prayers of your people and grant us your peace through all our days. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. You may be seated. The Old Testament reading is from Exodus chapter 33. Moses said to the Lord, "See, you say to me, bring up this people, but you have not let me know whom you will send me with me. Yet you have said, I know you by name, and you have also found favor in my sight. Now therefore, if I have found favor in your sight, please show me now your ways, that I may know you in order to find favor in your sight. Consider, too, that this nation is your people." And he said, "My presence will go with you, and I will give you rest." And he said to him, "If your presence will not go with me, do not bring us up from here. For how shall it be known that I have found favor in your sight, I and your people? Is it not in your going with us, so that we are distinct, I and your people, from every other people on the face of the earth?" And the Lord said to Moses, "This very thing that you have spoken I will do, for you have found favor in my sight, and I know you by name." Moses said, "Please show me your glory." And he said, "I will make all my goodness pass before you, and will proclaim before you my name, the Lord. And I will be gracious to whom I will be gracious, and will show mercy on whom I will show mercy. But," he said, "you cannot see my face, for man cannot see me and live." And the Lord said, Behold, there is a place by me where you shall stand on the rock. And while my glory passes by, I will put you in a cleft of the rock, and I will cover you with my hand until I have passed by. Then I will take away my hand, and you shall see my back, but my face shall not be seen. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The New Testament reading is from Romans chapter 12, verses 6 through 16. I want you to pay attention to this as I read it, because what Paul says here in these words is our Christian life, our approach and attitude, our way of thinking about things. And I'd like to include it in the sermon, but then the sermon gets too long. But what the things I say in this sermon, this comes afterwards. As Christians then, as Christians, this is our thinking. Paul writes, Having gifts that differ according to the grace given to us, let us use them. If prophecy, in proportion to our faith. If service, in our serving. The one who teaches, in his teaching. The one who exhorts, in his exhortation. The one who contributes, in generosity. The one who leads, with zeal. The one who does acts of mercy, with cheerfulness. Let love be genuine. Abhor what is evil. Hold fast to what is good. Love one another with brotherly affection. Outdo one another in showing honor. Do not be slothful in zeal. Be fervent in spirit. Serve the Lord. Rejoice in hope. Be patient in tribulation. Be constant in prayer. Contribute to the needs of the saints and seek to show hospitality. Bless those who persecute you. Bless and do not curse them. Rejoice with those who rejoice. Weep with those who weep. Live in harmony with one another. Do not be haughty, but associate with the lowly. Never be wise in your own sight. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The congregation is invited to stand for the reading of the Holy Gospel. The Holy Gospel according to St. John, the second chapter.
Glory be to thee, O Lord.
On the third day, there was a wedding at Cana in Galilee, and the mother of Jesus was there. Jesus also was invited to the wedding with his disciples. When the wine ran out, the mother of Jesus said to him, They have no wine. And Jesus said to her, Woman, what does this have to do with me? My hour has not yet come. His mother said to the servants, Do whatever he tells you. Now there were six stone water jars there for the Jewish rites of purification, each holding 20 or 30 gallons. Jesus said to the servants, Fill the jars with water. And they filled them up to the brim. And he said to them, Now draw some out and take it to the master of the feast. So they took it. When the master of the feast tasted the water now become wine and did not know where it had come from, though the servants who had drawn the water knew, the master of the feast called the bridegroom and said to him, Everyone serves the good wine first, and when people have drunk freely, then the poor wine. But you have kept the good wine until now. This, the first of his signs, Jesus did at Cana in Galilee, and manifested his glory, and his disciples believed in him. This is the gospel of the Lord.
Praise to thee, O Christ.
You may be seated. The sermon for this morning focuses on the Old Testament reading and the Gospel reading. To start, I read the last verse of the reading from John chapter 2, 1 through 11. Verse 11, "This, the first of his signs, Jesus did at Cana in Galilee and manifested his glory, and his disciples believed in him." May the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord. You are our rock and our redeemer. Amen. You may be seated. Moses wanted to see God. He wanted to see his face, his glory. If we remember, when God appeared in the giving of the first covenant in Exodus chapter 19, after the people came out of slavery, out of Egypt, and they were gathered around Mount Sinai, God showed his presence with fire and thunder and lightning on Mount Sinai, and the people were afraid. They were afraid of God's power. So I always am thinking, Moses, you've seen all God's power and his miracles up to this time in Exodus chapter 33, and I wonder why he's wanting to see his glory again. But he wants to see God's face, that's just his utter power and glory. God says, no. I will cause my goodness, his goodness, to pass before him. Not his glory, but his goodness. And God also says to Moses in chapter 33 of Exodus, I will proclaim my name, the Lord, the true God, Yahweh, the Lord. I will proclaim my name. I will have you see my goodness. I will proclaim my name. And then he says, I will show grace and be gracious to those on whom I will be gracious and show mercy on those he will show mercy. This is what Moses will see about God, the Lord. His goodness, his name, his grace, his mercy. Those things we people are given to see about God. But his full glory? No. In fact, God said, you cannot see my face and live. Now Jesus at Cana, at that wedding, revealed himself. He even says he revealed his glory. But notice here how Jesus did it. He did it in the same way, with the same thinking and manner in which God said to Moses, you can see my goodness, you can know my name, you can know my grace and mercy. That you will see, Moses. Now he revealed his glory. Jesus revealed his glory, but how did he do that? The servants knew that Jesus turned water into wine. They knew that. It's in the text. But the boss did not know where this stuff came from. You see that? What the master of the festival said was, this is the best yet. But he didn't know. It was a miracle. Jesus did not need to show everyone this miraculous changing, but what was important is that the best wine was the gift for the bride and the groom when they were running out of wine. Not everybody knew. It was a miracle. But there was something good that happened. Jesus showed his grace to the couple. He showed his mercy to the couple, not to be embarrassed and run out of wine for their for their friends and their family. But he gave them the best, also note, not for themselves, but to share out. He enabled the couple and the hosting family to share with others the best. And that's the first miracle Jesus did to reveal his glory. One that was a gift to people. One that helped people celebrate God's gift of marriage. One that they shared with others as well. And he revealed his glory. When we look for God in our lives and pray for his activity and his gifts, sometimes, frequently, we'll be looking for some, like, what, some miraculous thing that will happen. And sometimes they happen, but too often that's like what we want all the time. Well, if you want to see a miracle, yeah, he can strike lightning, he can do something. Maybe we really don't want to see God's full glory. In fact, we can't see it and live. But what God gives us in Christ and in his gifts to us is the gifts that enable us to live as his people and to serve. Like the wine helped them serve their guests. He gives us gifts to help others. A calm way, a quiet way, sometimes a tough way, but a way that is real and shows love. It just doesn't say, I love you, but it does the love. And God gives us strength and faith to do that. And thus, so I said before the readings from Romans 12, think about these. These are the gifts God gives to us and how we love one another. Jesus didn't give the wine just for them to keep for themselves, but he gave the wine to be served out to others. And in that, he revealed his glory, his goodness, his name, his grace, his mercy. We pray. Dear Father in heaven, we give you thanks that you show mercy and grace to us. You give us what we really need each day in our whole lives. Sometimes our own ideas, what we ask you is something good, and sometimes we ask things that aren't really good for us. But we depend on you to provide. Help us to come to you knowing that in various and many ways you show us your goodness, you show us your name, you show us your grace and mercy. In the name of Jesus we pray, amen. Now may the peace which surpasses all human understanding keep our hearts and our minds with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. You're invited to stand as we confess our faith using the words of the Nicene Creed. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty,
maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of his Father before all worlds, God of God, light of light, very God of very God, begotten, not made, being of one substance with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven, and was incarnate by the Holy Spirit of the Virgin Mary, and was made man, and was crucified also for us under Pontius Pilate. He suffered and was buried. And the third day he rose again according to the scriptures, and ascended into heaven, and sits at the right hand of the Father. And he will come again with glory to judge both the living and the dead, whose kingdom will have no end. And I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord and giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son together is worshipped and glorified, who spoke by the prophets. And I believe in one holy Christian and apostolic church. I acknowledge one baptism for the remission of sins, and I look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen.
In peace, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
To the Lord who has manifested his glory in the sign given at Cana, and in creation through the shedding of Christ's blood, for joy and gladness in the revelation of his truth and in the abundance of his grace, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the church, gathered and sanctified in God's truth, for Dr. Harrison, our Synod President, Dr. Wilson, our district president, and Pastor Shiwi, our circuit visitor, that they would be guided and directed in their tasks, and for all vacant congregations, that God would send laborers into his harvest and sustain those whom he has sent. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For seminarian Paul Shaw, his wife Lindsay, and children Riley and Jude, that the Lord would give him successful seminary studies and peace and protection for the whole family. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For our nation and its leaders, for our president-elect, our vice-president-elect, our governor, and all public servants, and for peace in our time, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For God's blessing on all fellow citizens on whom we depend, police and first responders, firefighters, medical personnel, retail and transportation workers, food producers, educators and counselors, chaplains, and all armed forces. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For all married couples and their families, that Christ, who blessed the wedding at Cana and his presence and honored it with his first miracle, would be present in our homes and lives with his free and abundant forgiveness, to preserve us in the true faith from each generation to the next. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For all who are sick or are in any need, we remember Margaret and Bernita, Carolyn, Charlotte, Isaac, Loretta, Kathy, Carlin, Shirley, Bryston, Bill, Jason, Lori, Sue, Deborah, Becky, David, Brian, Gary, Keith, Dave, Pastor Shiwi, and Pastor Berlin. That the great physician of body and soul would give them rest, healing, and relief. And for all expectant mothers and their children, especially Becky, and for us all, that casting every anxiety on him, we would live in the certainty of his steadfast love. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For worthy reception of the Lord's Supper in repentance and faith, that as Christ manifested himself by the sign of Cana, transforming water into wine, so he would also manifest himself to us here, transforming bread and wine to be his very body and blood for the forgiveness of our sins. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
Lord God, Heavenly Father, we thank you that of your grace you have instituted holy matrimony, in which you keep us from unchastity and other offenses.
We beseech you to send your blessing upon every husband and wife, that they may not provoke each other to anger and strife, but live peaceably together in love and godliness.
Receive your gracious help in all your temptations and rear their children in accordance with your will.
Grant us all to walk before you in purity and holiness, to put all our trust in you and to lead such lives on earth that in the world to come we may have everlasting life. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.
We pray together Luther's morning prayer.
I thank you, my heavenly Father, through Jesus Christ, your dear Son, that you have kept me this night from all harm and danger. And I pray that you would keep me this day also from sin and every evil,
that all my doings in life may please you.
For into your hands I commend myself, my body and soul and all things. Let your holy angels be with me, that the evil foe may have no power over me. Amen.
We pray our Lord's Prayer.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
O Lord, hear my prayer.
And let my cry come to you.
Let us bless the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with us all. Amen.
Amen.
We sing the hymn, Lord Jesus Christ, we humbly pray. Be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give him thanks and praise.
Almighty God, as the glory of your presence once filled your ancient temple, so in the incarnation of your Son, Jesus Christ, you manifested the fullness of your glory in human flesh. We give you thanks that in his most holy supper, you reveal your glory to us. Grant us faithfully to eat his body and drink his blood, so that we may one day behold your glory face to face.
Amen.
Our Lord Jesus Christ, on the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to his disciples and said, "Take and eat. This is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." In the same way also, after supper, he took the cup, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them all, saying, "Take and drink. This cup is a new testament in my blood, shed for the forgiveness of your sins. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." The peace of the Lord be with you always.
Amen.
Lamb of God,
you take away the sin of the world. Have mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take away the sin of the world. Have mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take away the sin of the world. Grant us peace. One bread, one cup.
Welcome to the table of the Lord. Take, eat, the body of Christ given for you. Take, drink, the true blood of Jesus shed for you. Now may this true body and blood of your Lord and Savior Jesus Christ strengthen and preserve you with one true faith until life everlasting. Depart in peace. Amen. We speak together in the Nunc Dimittis is printed in the bulletin.
Lord, now you let your servant go in peace. Your word has been fulfilled. My own eyes have seen the salvation which you have prepared in the sight of every people. My own eyes have seen the salvation which you have prepared in the sight of every people. A light to reveal you to the nations, and the glory of your people Israel. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
O God, the Father, the foundation and source of all goodness, who in loving kindness sent your only begotten Son into the flesh, we thank you that for his sake you have given us pardon and peace in this sacrament. We ask you not to forsake your children, but always to rule our hearts and minds by your Holy Spirit, that we may be enabled constantly to serve you through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with thy spirit.
Bless we the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and to be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace.
Amen.
Amen. You're invited to stand or sit for our closing hymn.